The day that we decide it's not in the public interest to prosecute a suspect of child sex offences, I may as well just pack my bag and go home. For me, there's no worse offence. His age is not a defence. He certainly hasn't said sorry. He honestly doesn't think he's done anything wrong. He thinks it's his right to be able to do whatever he wants to children. And I've never had that so blatant before. A lot of the time his answer was, well, it just happened, which for me is not accepting responsibility for anything. I don't think there's anything that we can honestly say to him that'll make him care or apologise or show any remorse for what he's done. They didn't come forward for so long thinking, well, you know, tomorrow he's going to die. And when he never actually did, and then when he actually hit 100, I thought, it's never going to happen. Now is our time that we need to go and report this. It's that whole thing that's gone with them of it, them being a dirty secret, them being shamed, and that's been lifted from them. They've realised that people believe them, nobody's judging them. We all know that it's Clark who's the evil one here, and that they were children, they were babies and victims. What I'm hoping that this case does do, and the publicity that's come with it, is to encourage people and to show them, you know, that if something's happened to you 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, we can't take people to court.